welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. We are starting off with a scratchy throat that wasn't there a few seconds ago, but welcome. Happy Tuesday. It is January 13th, 2026 at 8 a.m. and I am live with you all this morning. It was a really big week last week. If you missed it, we had our big predictions show on Friday the 9th. If you did miss it, we had 10 guests. I had 10 guests. It was a long, beautiful, wonderful day full of... I was blown away by the conversations that we got to have. And we had such a wonderful variety of advisors with just the range of experience and expertise was... there's a little bit of something in there for everybody. And it was a great way, in my opinion, to get to know some of the advisors that we have over at 1-2-Listen. And also just a wonderful way for us to come together as a community and talk about the big year we have coming up for us. You know, it's going to be a big one. So there's all these things that we can do to support ourselves, support each other, be prepared, and to be kind to ourselves through all the ups and downs and the surprises, and hopefully have less surprises with us around. You can listen to that on 1-2-radio.com on the archive section under my section. You go to On Demand and you can listen there under Serena, or you can listen to it here on my channel. It's on the past live streams. So for those of you who are joining us on YouTube, welcome. Please say hi in the chat. I'm going to be talking a little bit about bullet journaling and my experience of bullet journaling as a mom, since this is my focus for January has been to do a daily bullet journal. It's been much harder than I expected. I'm going into the second half of January with a new approach. And I'm curious to see what you all will think about it, and if any of you are doing bullet journaling with me, if you have any strategies that work for you. So I have a few ideas of how I think I need to shift it in order to be successful with this aspiration that I have, because I do still think it's something that I could eventually really enjoy and look back on and like having. But so far it's been challenging. It's actually been much harder than I thought. And we have a couple people jumping in. I see Quelly, my dear. Hi, always so good to have you. Blessed Tuesday morning to you as well. And it looks like Liz is here as well. Hi, Liz. Thank you for joining us. If you guys are listening on 1-2-Radio, you can join us over at YouTube at Life Journeys with Serena. Or keep listening on 1-2-Radio. It's a great way to join us in this podcast style. And, oh, hi. Yeah, beautiful dark hair. This is actually, I got a haircut over my break. It's all nice and short now. This is my natural color. I had that lighter red in. So, yeah, this is my dark natural color. And I've missed it. So it's been really, I chopped off over a foot. Over 12 inches of my hair, and I got to donate it. And you know what they say, that your hair carries memories and carries weight and energy. I hadn't cut my hair. I'd had that long, beautiful hair for 15 years. I'd had the same hairstyle for 15 years. And I, you know, like every mom with a 1-year-old, decided to chop it all off. And I'm so glad that I did. It is so much easier to take care of. It is so much healthier. I love how it feels. I feel lighter. I feel like I got to let go of some things I didn't even realize I was carrying. It was very freeing, and I'm so glad that I did it. Oh, Liz, you just chopped yours off, too. It's an incredible feeling. I love long hair. I think I'll have it long again, but I needed to have a reset. And it's perfect. It's so much fun. And Anne says she's listening while driving. Thank you so much for popping in the chat and letting me know. Please drive safe. All right, you guys. So Please, if any of you would like a reading, I'm going to be talking about bullet journaling and my 12 months of resolution holding us accountable. I need to come up with a name for it. If you have an idea for a name, let me know. But my plan to have 12 months of this January 1st energy, I want to talk to you guys a bit about how it's going. And I am curious about your thoughts. And then for the second half of the show, I will be giving readings. So if any of you would like me to pull a card for them, or if you have any questions, please let me know and leave it in the chat. And I will make sure to connect with your energy and provide any clarity that I can. First of all, also, during our prediction show, Katie Weaver, her little segment, she had the most incredible approach of just doing what you want to do because it makes you happy for no other reason. And I love everything that she was talking about. Please go listen to her section. One thing that she said that I've been thinking about every morning is, if you have a favorite coffee cup, if you have a favorite mug, wash it, use it every morning. Don't grab it whenever it's free. Tell your family that that's the one that you love and don't let them use it. Like, you don't need a better reason. Use your favorite coffee mug. And this is by far my favorite coffee mug. I got this for myself 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And it says, my favorite people call me grandma. And I got it because I was at a stage in my life where I was shifting out of, I was allowing my introvert to thrive. I was really loving crocheting and knitting and reading and baking and loving my home. And a few of my friends were saying, you are absolutely embracing the grandma inside of you. And I saw this mug at a thrift store and I knew I had to get it. And now whenever the grandmas, now that I have my little boy, now that whenever the grandmas come to visit, they do get this mug. And I fully support that. But whenever they're not here, this is my favorite mug. And so I fully agree with what Katie was saying. Do what you want to do simply because it makes you happy and brings you joy. You don't need more reason. And I get to drink out of my grandma mug every morning. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, let's chat about this monthly mission thing. You guys, I'm going to pull this other screen up real quick. This is my idea. I was talking about this last week. I'm just going to do a quick little summary. I really love the energy of January 1st, and I love resolutions. I love being very intentional with my aspirations, with my goals, and I wish I had that energy, that reset energy, throughout the year. So this is my attempt to bring that January 1st refreshed energy onto the first of every month throughout the 12 months of the year. And what I've done is I've taken all of these resolutions, these goals, these things that I want to focus on, and I've assigned them to each month. And this is what I'm going to try to do. Now, what I didn't mention last week is this is going to change. Like, I am absolutely giving myself space to change these, move them around, bring new ones in, say, wow, I'm not the same person. Maybe by June, I'm not going to be the person that I was, you know, back in December when I designed this. I probably won't be the same person in June. I am fully anticipating lots of change. I'm going to have an 18-month at that point. Yeah, having an 18-month-old boy at that point is going to be a very different world than my little world right now. So a weekly hike may not be realistic for my family. May not be something I'm inspired to do. Maybe I'm much more focused on wanting to bring in a different physical. I want to keep the themes the same. So I have 4 categories, right? I have spiritual growth, physical health, healing foods, and financial growth. So I do want to keep those. I have them spaced out throughout the year so they all toggle. And I want to keep those themes, those categories the same. So say if I don't want to do a weekly hike in June, maybe it's a daily neighborhood walk. Maybe it's a Maybe I want to bring my focus of getting to that 10-second handstand, and I'm feeling much more confident. I feel like it's going to take me a year to be able to do a 10-second handstand. Maybe I'm much more, I've made more progress than that than I thought, so maybe I'll move that to June. So, you know, I'm giving myself grace. I'm allowing myself to be flexible. But what I am going to be doing is updating you guys as I'm going through this process. And I hope that we can also all support each other as we go through this process. I've thought about starting maybe a Discord chat. We can all share our, you know, our daily attempts or our weekly attempts at achieving these goals. I think we could create a lot of support for each other. And I'm curious what you guys think about that. So there may be a members only thing. I'm not quite there yet. I'm just dabbling. We'll figure out where it goes. But my experience with bullet journaling, we're on the 13th of January. We're 2 weeks in. I just sat down now and filled in more than half of the, maybe a full, I think it was maybe a full 7 days. Let's see, I have it right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Ooh, yeah. I filled in 8 of the bullet journal days. And for those of you who aren't familiar with bullet journaling, the idea is that you have your month mapped out. I do it ahead of time. So I have a page in my journal where I write, you know, a list of the days throughout the month, just by number. And then I fill in what the big thing that happened that day, an exciting thing that happened that day, a little funny moment that I want to remember, like whatever. It changes. Sometimes it's like for Friday, I wrote predictions show. That was the day, right? But then there's another one of my kiddo fell asleep on me while we were out walking for the first time. And he hasn't fallen asleep in public before. And that was just such a sweet, and he slept so well. So many other things happened that day, but that moment was special. And, so I, these are the things that I'm filling in. Now, ideally, I'm sitting down once a day at the end of the day or in the morning to think about the day before to do this, right? I want this to be a daily practice. That has been so hard to do as a mom. It's been really hard to do to have that consistent time. I think I need, and this is my strategy, right? My strategy is I need to connect it to something and have it be that one thing that happens every day and have that structure to it of, you know, when my son goes down to sleep at night, first thing I do is I pull out my journal and I do the bullet journal for the day or the day before, right? Whatever, because, you know, the day's not over, but maybe there's more that I want to, if I'm not ready to do that day, maybe that's when I do the day before. But that's my current strategy, is I need to have a certain time or a moment in the day that's attached to the bullet journaling. I need to have that structure. And I think otherwise it feels heavier in that sense of I'm wondering, oh gosh, I haven't done it yet today. When am I gonna do it? Okay, I'll do it later. You know, there's that pressure in a sense. But I like the idea, and I haven't tried this yet. This is my strategy for the next 2 weeks. I like the idea of being able to know it's just going to happen at that time. I don't have to think about it before. I don't have to wonder if I'm going to get it done. There's no weird energy around it, right? It's just, he goes to bed. I take 5 minutes, reflect on the day, and do my bullet journal. And maybe my goal with this is it's going to help me write more. I love writing. I love journaling. It's something that I want to do more of. It's just been really hard to, I guess, justify it when there's such a giant list of other things to do as a mom. So it's something that I'm hoping that this will be that gateway. So I am really determined to make this work. There's going to be other parts of this process later in later months where I'm going, okay, I tried it, didn't work, moving on. I am really determined to make this one work because I think it does hold a lot of potential for me to, a part of it feels like it's self-care, right? I mean, it being able to write is absolutely self-care. Having that time set aside specifically for me and my own reflections. One other resolution that I have is a daily meditation, which I have for September right now. Maybe these will be backed. Maybe I'll be able to link them together, right? I do it, my bullet journal, and then I get to meditate. I feel like having that structure to this daily practice is going to be a game changer. Now, what I really like about talking about all this with you guys is I feel like if I didn't have this check-in with you all, I probably would have gone much longer before looking back and saying, wow, I need to fill some of these in. I don't feel weird about going and writing previous days. My goal of this is to be able to look back and say, wow, January felt like this, right? Or, oh, I forgot that he was this old when he started doing this. Or, wow, that was the first time that we tried this experience, or we went to the aquarium this day. Like, there's something about it that feels nostalgic. Like, I'll be able to look back on it and enjoy that reflection as well. I did this in October. The first month I tried this was October, and I actually did pretty well. I think I did it daily. I did it daily for like half of the month, and I was looking back on it, and it was really sweet because it was just really cool to see all the little things that made me laugh that in that month. It was really nice to be able to see that version of me. And of course I was able to do it then. I had a different aged child. My daily flow was different. And it made sense that that was something that I was able to fit into my day. I think that this is something that I'm going to be able to continue with. There are a few days that I didn't remember what we did specifically, and I didn't want to like look back on photos to see if that would help, the photos that I took that day, right? So what I filled in just now was just based off of, oh, right, this day we did this and we did this and we, you know, it was felt very organic to be able to fill that in. So maybe that's another layer here, is being able to have that weekly check-in like I'm naturally going to do with this show, to be able to fill in any gaps of days that I didn't get to sit down and do this. I think the goal of it being, there's the two layers here. I both want it to be a space where I can document my world and the energy that I'm feeling and the kind of days that I get to have and look back on that and allow that to be something for future. But it's also that daily practice that I want to incorporate. So I think there's two reasons why I'm so excited about this. And I think both are very valuable. So yeah, that's my spiel on the bullet journaling. I am curious if any of you, I know a couple people were commenting last week that you're going to try as well. And I'm curious. So if you're live, go pop in the chat. If you're watching this later, leave a comment and let me know how it's going. Because I think it's brilliant. I think the intention behind bullet journaling is wonderful. It's the application and how you actually, if you're actually going to follow through with it, that is the tricky part. But yeah, that's what I'm doing with bullet journaling. It's very exciting. And we have, February is going to be all about my household budget. That's the idea right now. I've been working on a couple of different spreadsheets and trying, I just want to be much more intentional with and aware of our family's structure there. So maybe I'll share some of that with you guys of how, what I'm learning there, because I'm learning a lot about the ways that we can,
the way that we can hold ourselves accountable and also be and grow there, grow financially as well. I may add another layer to that too, because I'm not sure how much I can talk to you guys about that. So I may make that a little more dynamic as well. But that's the fun thing about this, is what I love about this structure that I'm setting up here is it's so flexible. Like, I love that it has so many directions that I could go in. And depending on what you all are interested in, we can focus on the different things there. So I'm going to take a second and pop into Facebook and see if I'm missing anybody. Nope, we're good. All right, wonderful. Let's see. Okay. So something else that's been on my mind that I'm curious to pick your guys' brain. One of the biggest themes that I felt throughout the prediction show was community. Was just this feeling of you don't have to keep doing this alone, right? And I feel like that's really important. It's been something that I've personally felt really drawn towards. I'm coming into this stage in my life and in motherhood where I'm craving more of that in-person community. And it's something that I think is really, it can be really intimidating. It can be really hard to do, to put yourself out there, find that community. Something that Jay was saying, Jay Barbell, in his segment, was that he thinks we'll have more of that relationship with our physical neighbors in our actual neighborhood. And talking about how that just feels, that feels nostalgic for our childhoods, right? That's something that we don't really do anymore. And I've been going out of my way to talk to our neighbors when we're on our walks, and there's some consistency that's building there, and it does feel wonderful. Like, it does feel great just to almost like to know that they have my back in a sense, and that they're excited to see our little family walking around. And it's simple. So I think the thing I wanted to shout out is, if you all are craving community and don't really know how to start, it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, you don't have to put yourself out there or go on a crazy limb or, be worried about what if people don't understand you, or what if you have a hard time finding people that click with you, right? It can be really simple, like going on a walk in your neighborhood and saying hi to the people that you pass, or the people sitting on their porch, or, right, I mean, saying hi to your neighbors in the hallway if you're in an apartment building. Like, it doesn't have to be revolutionary, right? It can be really simple. And it's something that I think I've overthought for a while too. And I love how so far, with this shifting energy into 2026, it feels organic. It really does. It's been beautiful to just talk to people in a really simple, keep it superficial, you can talk about the weather, but that engagement and just being able to feel each other's energy is something that I think before maybe we wouldn't have even said hi. And it can be really freeing in a way to connect with people this way. And I want to encourage you all to see who you can say hi to, I guess, that you normally wouldn't have. And maybe you'll get some weird looks of, why are you saying hi to me? Because, you know, people don't do that these days, right? But maybe it'll also become normal, and maybe people can get used to it, and it can be something that we all can start to encourage each other to do. Because the last thing we need right now is to feel alone, because we're not. In reality, we are not alone. Even if you really do feel like you're in that solitary stage of your life, you're not alone. You have people all around you and who are maybe also feeling lonely, who could use a hi, hello, how are you? You're really great. Oh, I see that Christine just popped into our chat. She says, hi, Serena 12 fam. So happy to be here. Thank you for being here, Christine. It's wonderful to have you. Christine's an advisor over at 12 Listen, and she has her radio show that is coming back. She had one a few years ago that was very popular on 12 Radio. And she will be, I think, Mondays at 11 a.m., my old time slot, actually. So we'll be adding her to the lineup, and you can find her on YouTube as well. Oh, and Denise is here. Hi, Denise. So good to see you. Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. Also, I'm realizing I've got the sun coming up. So we'll see how we do with all our lighting here. But I'm probably going to wrap this show a little early. It's been nice to be able to do our just quick 30-minute chats with you all and be able to say hi and to check in and see how everybody's doing. They'll probably get longer as we go. This is a perfect little chunk for my family as we're getting back into doing weekly live streams, which I'm really enjoying. Like, I missed this. This has been something that it was time to take a break last year, but I'm really, really happy being back with you guys. It's been so wonderful to, and I mean, this is only my second show back, but I can feel the longevity of it. It really just feels so, it's, the timing's perfect. The synchronicity just feels incredible. So I will be back next week at Tuesday, 8 a.m. And for our lineup, we have an incredible morning lined up for you all at 12 Radio and also live streaming over at YouTube. We have C.A. Brooks with her monthly co-host Mo Abdelbaki coming up at 9 a.m. These two, I swear, could talk for 3 hours, but they only get an hour. And they have such a wonderful conversation about astrology and what's changing. And Mo is a Vedic astrologer and is just has an endless pool of wisdom within him. And they have such a great dynamic. So I hope you will tune in and listen to CA and Mo. That's at 9 a.m. in 30 minutes over at 12radio.com, but also will be live streamed at CA's channel, Everyday Astrology. Then we have the monthly meeting of the minds at 10 a.m. with Kelly Whetstone and CA Brooks again. And these two, it's like listening in on two best friends having a wonderful chat just about life. Like, I get to produce both of these shows, and I love that I get to be in the background listening to these guys every week, and I hope you'll join us there. That's also at Kelly Whetstone's YouTube channel and live streamed over at 12 Radio. And then we have Katie Weaver with the Katie Weaver Show at 11 a.m., also on YouTube and on 12 Radio. And I believe her name is Domestic Mystic. Let's check that out. Let's make sure I'm right about that. I think so. Let's see. I think I'm right. Yeah, Domestic Mystic. Woo, I got it. Okay. So she'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right. So the sun's kicking me out, apparently. I'm just going to be blinded here with you guys. But I'm so glad that you all joined me. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you listen in on the rest of our wonderful shows that we have today. And I will see you all next week at Tuesday at 8 a.m. And otherwise, you can find me over at 12Listen, where I'm an intuitive advisor, 12listen.com. If you would like a personal reading, or if you want to schedule a reading as well, you can call me when I'm available online, or schedule one if you don't see me available, and I would love to connect with you. And I am really looking forward to connecting with you all whenever we do. All right. Have a wonderful day, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. This is Serena, and
I am coming to you all live from 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world.